I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's Mary Dixon.
Chicago police are warning Lincoln Park and Lakeview residents about a string of armed robberies this month. In all four cases, two men held up people in the early evening or early morning. Police are investigating an apparent drive-by shooting at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Bullets hit a window early this morning. Nobody was injured. President Trump ordered the firing of Russia special counsel Robert Mueller last June, but backed down when White House counsel Don McGahn threatened to resign rather than carry out the order. The New York Times first reported that Trump asserted Mueller had conflicts of interest. Fox News is among the organizations confirming it. The president calls it fake news. Trump is at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he's just told world leaders and executives that America is open for business. He's also complained about how vicious and nasty the press is and got booed by the crowd. Northwest Suburban Gymnastics coach is charged with the criminal sexual assault of a student. Kendall Coates works at the U.S. Gymnastics Training Center in Lake Zurich. The U.S. Olympic Committee is calling on all 21 members of the USA Gymnastics Board to resign following the life sentence of former national team doctor Larry Nassar, who admitted to sexually assaulting more than 150 girls and young women. Airline ticket prices may be going up. American Airlines CEO Doug Parker has told investors that fares are too low given higher fuel prices. It's 8:01. On XRT, the Blackhawks head into the All-Star break with a win over the Red Wings 5-1 in Detroit and a hat trick from Alex DeBrincat. Tonight, the Bulls host the Lakers. It's going to be sunny and blustery today with highs in the low 50s, a chance of light rain tonight and lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high in the mid 40s. It's 40 degrees at the lake, 38 at Midway, and 40 degrees at O'Hare.
Now that we're getting these occasional 50-degree days in the middle of winter in Chicago, it's time for the marketing campaign to end all marketing campaigns.
Oh.
Nationwide marketing. Come to Chicago, the Illinois Riviera. Enjoy golf in mid-January.
Yeah, let's get on it. Let's get on that right now. Although, a sunny 39-degree day is a beautiful day in January in Chicago. People just don't know. I'll take that.
The Illinois Riviera, Chicago, Illinois. Although our next song will be a little more wistful. It'll answer the French musical question, Où sont les neiges d'antan? Where are the snows of yesteryear?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.